Hi, and welcome to Women CEO in Reflection, a podcast dedicated to personal growth and mental health discussions with women CEOs across the globe. It's here where inspired women get candid about what drives them to succeed and the personal challenges they've encountered on their path to success. So if you're a woman on a mission, this is the podcast you don't want to miss. So sit back, relax, and let's get candid. Hi, and welcome to Women CEO in Reflection. I'm your host, Marisa Jones. Today's guest is Vanessa Raymond. Vanessa grew up in South Africa as a dancer, singer, and successfully accomplished her dream to work as a professional musical theater performer after a lifetime of studying various dance forms and graduating with a degree in musical theater. After performing on stages around the world for two decades, Vanessa pursued a career in the fitness and wellness industry. She's a seasoned Pilates instructor, yoga teacher, and personal trainer, and owner of K-Fit USA. Vanessa is an author, international speaker, coach, and leader for Achieve Systems, which is one of the largest health and wellness communities and coaching support systems in the industry. Welcome to the show, Vanessa.
Thank you, Marisa. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure having you here. Wow, tell us about your journey. You've run multiple businesses today. And I guess, you know, talk a little bit about what you think, you know, how you got to align with all three of them in your journey and how you wind up where you are today.
Well, honestly, a lot of it was kind of just, events that created these opportunities. And I've always been really interested in a lot of different things, as you can tell from my bio. So it's just kind of everything, all my businesses spurted from everything that I've done in my life. So, you know, the performance industry, the beauty industry, the massage industry, the fitness industry, all brought me to this point. And quite honestly, I can thank Achieve Systems for a lot of it, because when I joined Achieve, I was literally clueless about how to run a business. I had started my own fitness business and I lived in Las Vegas at the time, which was a challenge in itself. A fitness business in Las Vegas was challenging. But finding Achieve Systems and Robert Raymond, who since became my husband, and now I'm really entrenched in the whole thing, really, not only did I have a ton of support, but I really learned about being an entrepreneur and running a business and, just keeping an open mind for opportunities. So my businesses have all come from things that I've done in the past and was kind of natural progressions for me. And I kind of almost fell into it. As a fitness professional, that was a natural progression from being a dancer my whole life. And, something that I was always interested in because my dad was also a bodybuilder. So that kind of was natural for me. And I think I was always an entrepreneur at heart. I just didn't recognize it or really understand what that was. And so all the principles and the experience that I gained in the performance industry has really, really stood me in, really, really served me well in the world of entrepreneurship.
What do you think are some of the values or some of the intrinsic things within the fitness industry that's in the performance industry that's helped you running a business?
Well, number one, especially in the performance industry, you have to have tenacity. If you don't have tenacity, you're not going to make it. You have to have passion. You're definitely not doing it for the money. So you have to have passion for what you do, and you have to have self-discipline. You have no one telling you when to get up, when to go. When you're in a show or you've got the gig, yes, you've got rehearsals and you've got directors and you've got people you have to heed to. But as a dancer growing up, being able to, understand pain, withstand pain, understand tenacity, understanding having to show up. As a performer working in the industry, hey, if you don't show up for your gig, someone else is going to take your spot. So you learn to show up, be there, do your best, work hard, just discipline. Yeah. And the fitness industry was for me more in the fitness industry. I really gained a lot of experience about the benefits of what I teach and how it affects people's lives. And it directly plays into what I do now as a confidence coach, because also going from audition to audition and understanding being rejected and getting back up and going again and again and again and again till you get the gig, right? And in the fitness industry, working with people not only on their bodies, but also their mindset around all that, really the whole gamut of what that was has really come together in what I love sharing with entrepreneurs, speakers, and leaders now. And, you know, being a performer, also understanding the stage, understanding what confidence is, how to not take negative comments from people in a personal way and understand that it's objective and subjective and all those things. So many lessons.
That's you know great. What I was going to say? I was going to say about that. Discipline is such an important thing for an entrepreneur, Vanessa. And how do you kind of explain that to your clients in a way that doesn't seem like, you know, military, but you have to be self-disciplined because you have to really be aware of what's happening, because you can go through the motions as an entrepreneur, especially if you're a coach or if you're, if you have a certain business, especially an online business where you can kind of go through the motions and waste your day where there's opportunity.
Right. Neil, yes. So I really, with my clients, talk about deliberate living and really having a plan for every day, because we don't have anyone telling us where to be, when to be there, and what to do. So you really have to create your own schedule and you have to be disciplined about it. And the way you do that is to firstly have goals, have visions, have dreams, because that's what drives us. And secondly, be really deliberate and create a really good schedule for you. Look, the advantages of being an entrepreneur is you have the ability to create your own schedule. You can work around picking up the kids from school or taking the child to martial arts or whatever it is you got to do. But if you understand that you need to put a certain amount of work in to be a success, and you deliberately create that for you, then that equals the discipline.
So when you discipline is what it takes to run multiple businesses, for sure. A lot of my guests, we've had on the show, they do run multiple businesses. But let me ask you, when you go from running one business and then to two and then to three, like, do you ever sit back and go, why am I doing this? Do I need to shut that down? How do you make that transition to add more to it without getting rid of the old? Because a lot of people can only have a hard time managing just one business.
That's a great question, Marissa. And honestly, I did recently let go of one of my ventures. And I think the secret is in making sure that whatever you do, you stay in your lane. You're not, so everything that I do kind of goes together. My fitness business, my coaching business, and my wellness business, they all kind of melt together and can live under one umbrella. I think when people do things that are completely different, that's when it becomes a dichotomy, because you have to focus on so many different facets and switch gears so much. I literally just sold my kettlebell certification company about 6 months, or actually it's probably already a year ago, which was a strategic move for me. It was a great earner for me, but I am stepping away from the fitness industry. I am going more into the coaching and the wellness industry, and it wasn't serving me anymore. It was a distraction. So sometimes you do have to make those decisions. And you have to decide where it is you're going and why you're going there, coming back to being deliberate and having dreams and having goals. And so sometimes we do have to step away from things. But for me, it is about having support. All of us need support, whether you get a coach or you have an accountability partner or you're in the mastermind group. We all need some accountability somewhere, which is a huge part for me. And secondly, just making sure you plan your days, because otherwise it gets overwhelming. You know, I have days of overwhelm. I do. I'm not going to lie. It happens. I'm like, oh. Okay. But I know where I want to be. And I know that what I'm doing is in order to get me there. And I'm passionate about it. I love what I do. So that's part of it.
You know, when I'm listening to you talk about specifically giving up a business because it doesn't relate completely to what you're doing and all that stuff, are you big about with your clients about niching down and looking at specific things? Because I always kind of have made a thought process in my businesses to be all over the place, just because I have a very diverse background of different experiences I've had in my 49 years on this earth. So when people say niche down, niche down, niche down, it's hard for me to look at that and say, well, I can do this, so why don't I do this? What is your recommendation?
Neil, I love this question. All over the place. Yeah, I love this question. And my answer might be quite controversial among business coaches, but niching is good because you understand, it's more about understanding your avatar and understanding the type of client for marketing purposes. However, my advice to my clients is, no matter what it is you do or how diverse you are, because I've been there, I'm diverse. I do a lot of different things. It's really about understanding how to explain that to people in order to be successful and to keep your funnel full, or however you want to say it. You want to meet as many people as possible, and you want to tell them who you are and what you do. You need to find a way to tell them what you do without going off on tangents. And that was the challenge for me. For me, initially, when people would ask me, what do you do? I'd be like, well, that's a loaded question, right? I'm a massage therapist, fitness professional. I'm a performer. I'm a public speaker. I'm an author, blah, 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 blah. But I have found a title, confidence and success coach, which really encapsulates everything I do, because being successful and having confidence includes fitness, wellness, nutrition, posture, body language, all the stuff that I teach can go under that umbrella. So I would challenge anybody who has a diversity in what they do to find a simple way to put that out to people. And then when they ask, oh, actually, what is that? What does that involve? You can go into the details. But initially, I lost people because they were so confused. They're like, okay, next, right? So it's about honing your message down. You don't necessarily have to niche down what you do so much. If that makes sense.
I'm so glad you wrote that up, because that was absolutely my struggle from the beginning. Because, you know, here I spent 30 years in corporate America in IT and finance specialties, right? And then I could move into becoming an author, and I'm doing coaching, but I've been a mentor before. And how do I align that? I had such a hard time because every coach I worked with was like, you have to niche down, you have to niche down. I'm like, I can't. I'm like, I'm multifaceted. Like, how I want to just be, right? I just want to be me. And how do I explain that? So, you know, like you, I came up with my own title. You know, I'm a mindset coach and mental health advocate. That's what I do. What does it encompass? It encompasses a lot of things. And who do I serve? I serve a lot of people, but, you know, I do have a specialty. And so it's it took me a couple of years to get there, though, because of all the confusion of who you're supposed to be, right? Which becomes exactly the opposite of what a coach does, which is to help you get out of, you know, a box that you're in, right?
Right, right. And also understanding that as human beings, we all have different chapters in our lives. So, you know, I always say my previous life, I was the performer, right? Because I performed around the world for 20 plus years. That's part of who I am, but I'm not going to start my conversation with that, because most people don't know me as that, and they can't really see how that associates with what I do. But once they start working with me, or once they start asking questions, then I can go into that and say, well, you know, I was a professional performer for 20 plus years, and this is how that plays into this. You know, everything that I learned there has a lot to do with what I teach now and what I share now, because I have my own struggles with confidence because of, you know, the industry. And, you know, but I don't start the conversation by, well, you know, I'm a performer and I'm a fitness professional and I'm a coach and I'm a speaker, right? So confidence and success coach kind of brings that together. So Neil, I hope that's helpful for you too.
Oh, it definitely is. And I mean, it's really a great conversation starter in a way, because they say niche down to one thing only. And it's like, well, are you serving your avatar clients right? Are you serving the public right? But we can make a mistake of adding too many services and doing things just because we think we can help people. And helping people versus being an expert and doing something really, really well are two different things. And then figuring it all out and then putting it together and then understanding, oh, well, the things I do, no one else does. Well, okay, then that makes me special. Then I can serve a different community or a bigger, larger community with those things versus those. But it's all a process, and we all look at helping people, and that's why we're in this industry.
Correct. And you're right. It is a process. But with a little bit of guidance, it is easier to get there. Sometimes it can be daunting. It can be overwhelming. You know, I help my clients with that. Get someone to help you, myself or someone else. Or, you know, the thing is, these days you can Google everything. But having that personal connection with someone who really can understand what it is you need and help you get there is so valuable.
It's so important to get help. And, you know, I've hired a lot of coaches in my journey, and I've made mistakes in some of those hires. Most of them I've gotten something good out of, and it's a learning process. And so you don't have to do it alone if you're, you know, a woman and trying to make it, right? So let me ask you, you went to Achieve and to ask for help. So you had been successful for so many years running multiple businesses. Where do you think that you were stuck, that you couldn't, that you felt that you couldn't move on by yourself at that point?
Well, I just literally didn't know what I was doing, really. I was just feeling my way. Look, I stepped off stage and decided I'm going to have my own business, right? Even though I had an in-home beauty business for years, where I went to people's homes and did, you know, facials and manicures and pedicures and whatever. So I literally actually have done it, but it was also kind of an organic thing for me. I didn't really think of it as a business. It was a side gig, you know, whatever. But I would say with me, it was more about client development. I didn't really know how to go out and find my own clients. My business was run out of a physical therapy clinic that had a gym, and they sent me a lot of clients. But because I did a lot of post-rehab Pilates. So the rehab facility used to send their people to me after they were done with them. So I had a really good thing going there. But there's only so much, so far I could go with that. So then it came to, how do I develop clients? How do I find people? You know, I'm in the gym all day. Where do I go? How do I go about finding more clients? And so Achieve really is a support system where they have systems in place for you to plug into, and you can get advice by plugging into the system. So there are marketing plans that they have available online. There are mastermind calls almost every day of the week that you can tap into. You know, you've learned, I didn't even have a business plan. I didn't even start my business with a business plan, right? So they make sure you get your business plan together. So they help you get set up. And if you are set up, they help you accelerate what you're doing. And, you know, I was skeptical. It took me a while to join because, you know, I didn't know what it was, but it's really a fantastic thing. And not only are there systems, it's a community with people to network with, collaborate with, power partner with. And it's a culture really that we have created in this community to understand that we're all entrepreneurs, all small business owners helping each other grow. And it's just wonderful to have support because let's face it, when we're entrepreneurs or solopreneurs, you feel alone. You're like, oh, I'm in this alone. But having a support system like that has been, I can't even tell you, changed my life.
Well, because you're building a community, right, for people who don't typically have one. And what's important about that is because, you know, we always say reach out for help, right? But people don't want to do that because, one, it makes them look like maybe they're inexperienced, they don't know what they're doing, and, you know, or they feel like that they're confident or their self-doubt. And so, you know, or they feel like, you know, no one, people are going to judge them and they feel like there might be competition. Like, why would I reach out to my competition? Right.
And also, sorry, Marissa, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
It was also one of the main driving forces behind Robert creating this whole thing that it's become was that he recognized that struggling entrepreneurs don't have the investment capital to hire a business coach. So it's like a double-edged sword. They want help, but they can't really afford it because they're struggling, right? The struggling ones need the help. So he created a system where we don't do one-on-one coaching because that would cost $10, $20, $30, $40, $50,000, right? But we have a membership program where people can invest a very small amount and get a lot. And we make it accessible for those who are struggling. And, you know, we also have coaches that if they want to go further and they want to hire a coach for a larger investment, we help them get to that point so they can do that. But, you know, it's where do they go when they don't have the money to hire a business coach. That was his whole driving force behind this because he recognized that he was doing really well. And he felt, he has a very big heart. He really felt for those people. He was looking around and seeing entrepreneurs fail after 2 years, 3 years, everyone closing their doors and they don't know how to fix things. So that was really his mission, is to help.
That's a great service for sure. Definitely. So we are out of time. Any parting words for our audience today?
Well, number one, seek help, find help. If you're stuck, there's people out there that can help. Number two, you know, be deliberate in your living. Make sure you know what your goals are. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to be? Figure that out. And that'll help you make a plan to be successful. Sometimes we live on autopilot and that really sets us back. So if we can be more deliberate, be more aware of what we want in our lives and how to create it, absolutely. And just be you.
That's great advice. Thank you, Vanessa. Where can people find you real quick?
They can find me on Facebook, on Instagram, Vanessa Raymond. I'm in Colorado. Also, my website is victoryinbiz.com. You can find me there and connect with me through there.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks, Vanessa.
Thank you, Marissa.
Thank you for listening to Women CEO in Reflection. To reach out to one of our guests, their contact is in the description of the show. Do you want a total mindset transformation? Apply to Mindset Warrior, The Art of Intentional Thinking, my personal coaching bootcamp at iamamindsetwarrior.com and schedule your call with me today. Thank you.